understand the thing simply by hearing each other. That's the best. So again, I can just get, give you an answer that's very personal. In your case, the certain things that are repeated to you over and over that you should be doing, that you, because of your bodily makeup and personality makeup, you might prefer putting your time and energy into other things which are also very good and legitimate and praiseworthy, but you're neglecting your spiritual development in other areas. That after some time, as you progress in your ability to teach and to lead and to bring others to Krishna consciousness, you will regret because you won't be able to deliver the quality of Krishna consciousness that will really help you, the most sincere persons, progress further. Do anything, and you have to go back around and redo it. So the best thing is, if you can understand what to do by your intelligence, just by receiving good instruction and executing that good instruction, then very good, you know, second class, third class, fourth class, or is it going down? Well, finally, given your sincerity or an individual sincerity, eventually Krishna will teach from the school of Parnas. You feel the frustration and the inadequacy that I can't be the kind of devotee that I want to be, therefore I have to do these things. Or Krishna may make the arrangement that you're just incapable of rendering any other devotional service except that kind of world. You have to Krishna will force the situation so that you have to look into your quality in that particular way. Given the degree of sincerity that's necessary to advance the spiritual life. I can think of another example. This came up today. Sarvata met Danny's mother and father at the Sunday feast. We spent 2 hours together, just going over all the intellectual atheistic arguments that his mother and father had. At the end of the discussion, Sarvata could understand Danny a lot better. Why Danny is the kind of individual that he is, because there's a certain kind of connection due to that association. That's just something that he has to live with and work out. Given the sincerity and the purifying process of devotional service, eventually that can be all worked out. Right now, it's a big stumbling block to go smoothly and nicely. So that may come with different stages for different individuals depending upon their prior material condition. Ultimately, it means surrendering to Krishna. Giving up that former mentality and the former attachment to the bodily situation. Whatever Krishna's arranged for us, for this service, that you accept. That's the purpose of it itself. Then your progress is very, very clear. There are verses in Bhagavad Gita that describe very clearly.
Would that also increase more the desire to do the same philosophy? And there's the same help the desire of the first time to connect with people.
Well, what helped the desire of the person?
Recognition of the surrender.
If you're performing the activities that are the standard activities that Krishna recommends, and that as this little path as we described, the acharyas would already traverse the path to achieve perfection. The information that they're giving us, how you should conduct your life to achieve success. If you do those things, then you'll definitely have the enthusiasm to surrender to Krishna and to overcome obstacles. Obstacles, by definition, they're there. They are going to be there, and they are there now. And they can be overcome. They don't have to be overcome. You can linger in the material, greater in the material world. But if you want to surrender to Krishna, then you have to give up previous mentality and previous patterns of physical and other types of behavior. It may fall away very easily. I've heard you preach to people, young couples, whatever infatuation you may have for each other. When you become more Krishna conscious, don't worry, that will all, you don't have to worry about it, it will all just, is that your experience? But there are other things that may require more, and it's not just going to fall away, they're going to require more work. So you have to work on them, or they won't go away. You have to be willing to have that unwanted thing removed, and instead have the right thing put in its place. So, yes, to answer your question, yes. It has to be all of the standard things must be in place. If you eliminate some and accept others, then your advance will be troublesome, spotty, burdensome. At least at some point in time.
Question related to this question. Due to our previous conditioning, we have difficulties in performing personal service. But it seems to me that everything is due to the mercy of the Lord. If the Lord wills, then the anarthas will.
The Lord will win. So then, the balance remains how to improve our desire. Is this exactly what it's been describing? This change of dress will take place automatically at the time of death if one so desires. But this desire at death is only if the desire is cultivated during this life. Where one's treasures are, there also is one's heart. The Lord's desire for your life is to go away. And there's a whole lot of other individuals besides the Lord who also want to see your anartha go away.
I also heard that sometimes he could say anartha there due to your offensive attitude.
Through agencies, yes, everything is acting by the will of the Lord. But he's doing just like, receiving a slap on the wrist from a loving father. That the father wants the correction, not the pain. Because you will not go back to the spiritual world to enjoy with Krishna and loving pastimes until that anartha is given up. Or those anarthas, those many anarthas. So the responsibility, taking it from either side, in this case from the side of the disciple, the responsibility of the disciple is to be that serious that I want to free myself from all anarthas, not some of them. So not some of them just so that I can stop the threshold of suffering that I can't bear anymore. Once I pass that threshold of what I can bear, then I need to stop. become more, the answer to that is, the devotional response is, I'm simply not pure enough. If I were more pure, I would dear to Krishna, and my desire would manifest the result. In any event, it's up to Krishna. Just like Prabhupada, we can't say that Prabhupada's movement took some time for the path because he was just not pure enough. But the devotional sentiment is, only if I were more pure and more in touch with Krishna, then Krishna would reciprocate. Just as Murali was describing this morning about Krishna's changing the sense and what he promised because of the love of his devotion. But at the same time, investing everything perfectly. That's the dynamic of the spiritual world that we cannot enter into until we are that pure. Krishna is the controller, and we are the servant. It's always like that. And the devotional sentiment is the prevailing one. Because that devotion can control Krishna. Not that we want to develop the devotion so that we can control Krishna, but it's that. That pure devotion controls Krishna. He's just simply reciprocating. So that difficulty in spreading the Krishna consciousness only means we should take that we have to become more pure, more determined, more dedicated, more convinced.
I see a lot of devotees who've been here for 20 years very dedicated, they know this very well, yet they become frustrated and they met those devotees who are still there as well.
Then that's that, and they're not entitled to go back to the spiritual world. Because if they abandon the life and soul of their spiritual master, what is their position? Or they can again take it up at some later point in time. But still, the inertia of removing activity has to go on. The business is not over until they're fully
spiritual. My point is, I'm going to it. We're not pure enough. In a short while to be able to restore and grow the incarnation.
No,
what happened?
No. Because Krishna consciousness can go on with one Krishna conscious soul. It's not requiring all the other manifestations, which are very nice and are here by Krishna's mercy, but they can all evaporate or be taken away or blow up or whatever. And Krishna consciousness can go on. All it takes is one Krishna conscious soul. Prabhupada proved that. Prabhupada said that also. Even if by some, you know, atomic explosion, you're the only devotee left in the planet, Krishna conscious soul can go on. Because it's a matter of consciousness, it's not a matter of anything else. And all it takes is the contact with one Krishna conscious person to make others Krishna conscious. That should be, you know, as we're talking about, you know, each defining things more clearly and specifically, and as that goes on, we may have a particular function to play, but nonetheless, that function, if we're Krishna conscious, will bear its fruit in further Krishna consciousness. And if it's not bearing fruit of further Krishna consciousness, we should take the devotional attitude. I need simply, the only thing that's lacking in this whole arrangement is sufficient Krishna consciousness. That's Bhaktisiddhanta's statement. There is no lack of anything except Krishna consciousness. We simply need to become a Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness. How do we become more Krishna? How do we more sincere? How do we more pure? We have to consult more carefully, chant with greater attention. I have to do all. I have to improve my behavior. and the activities of non-violent intelligence. To be in accord with that of those who have been successful in traversing this path of devotion. And that never stops. It's not that the neophyte thinks that way and the advanced person doesn't think that way anymore, now that I'm taking it not in advance. They don't think that way. That's their advancement. You two want to comment on anything? We follow the discussion. Being a disciple, becoming a disciple is very serious. The dynamic of that relationship is a very, very important thing. Demonstrated by the unquestionable qualification of Prabhupada with less than qualified disciples. They received benefit, but they didn't, many did not complete the purpose of that relationship, if they didn't fulfill the purpose of that relationship. Even with absolutely no question of qualification of guru, or the level of spiritual training to do it, etc. So, it's great. That's what this these items here in 212 are identifying. Guideline, standard guideline, series of steps necessary for someone who is sincere and serious to execute. What is the use of a rubber stamp title? Disciple or a member of such and such organization. Like Prabhupada said about Gurukul, unless it actually brings about a change of character, Gurukul is affiliate. Or another reference in the same line. Prabhupada was once being asked about some university in California, I think in Berkeley, that wanted to invite the devotees to teach courses. They're all excited, and you know, the scholarly devotees were gathering together, figuring out curriculum and everything. And Prabhupada said, if at the end of the course you haven't transformed the character of the persons who are taking the course, then you don't teach them. If it has to be so academically based to impress the administrators of that department, then you have to eliminate the devotional aspect that's going to actually change people's lives, then don't do it. The purpose of functioning as a devotee in relation to that Krishna consciousness movement is to develop a whole other quality that's completely pure in devotion. I don't know how many times, people who I've invited to come and spend time at the temple or to associate with the devotees make a very consistent comment. Not always. But the comment is that it's not a very spiritual place. They had expectations. No, it's different than reality, what's actually going on. Part of that is their own material contamination and whatever their expectation of spiritual life. But another major part of it is the lack of spiritual qualities within individual devotees. You can't dismiss the whole ashram on the basis of, you know, some individuals. But that's the responsibility of spiritual master, is like described here, to train those qualities in the disciples. And it becomes an embarrassment or a burden or more if that fails to develop. So the disciple has to be very sincere to be trained, to undergo the necessary transformation, whatever is required to come to the stage of spiritual perfection. It's not it doesn't fit into a set mold that each time it all comes out the same every one. Not at all. But that earnest sincerity has to be there, and following by the right means has to be there. This is certainly one of the ways that our movement, the conception of how to be Krishna conscious, will fit more in accord with the scripture in terms of Shiksha Guru. The necessity of the initiating spiritual masters to understand how much they're relying on Prabhupada's books and Prabhupada's example and instruction and so forth to train their disciples. They're completely not competitive or non envious or mutually orchestrated effort. And conversely, almost disturbance of havoc is created, but that's nothing. One description or another. The understanding of how to function as a disciple and how to function as a spiritual master in the context of our present Islamic society, that's the overall topic. And it has to be part of the spiritual master. It has to become more broad and more in accord with the Shastra. Same for the disciple. The disciple can't just simply go along like sheep. Individual, great individual responsibility is there. To understand how all of this is going on. How to act. How to modify what I do, how I think, according to what the scripture says. And that is a preconceived idea. Did you have the opportunity to discuss at all with Bill, the plumber, who was here? Bill the plumber? The guy with the long hair and the white truck that front? He's the epitome of something like that. That already had these built-up notions in his head, up to the point where he had this offensive idea about Prabhupada. He's an epitome of such a person. And therefore, his whole life was one big disturbance, and his interaction with those in the process of spiritual life was also one big disturbance. Without fail, every single individual who we contact would be disturbed. in every way, materially, spiritually, mentally, physically, occupationally, emotionally, monetarily, spiritually. For this reason, we have preconceived ideas about the life and spiritual life and could not be trained in any way. So the standard is there. Certainly, the point, again, was the overall point that I want to research and find greater direction from Prabhupada's teachings is how Prabhupada envisioned, or how the scriptures describe for us, how our present context of what's what in this kind is to work to further the path of the responsibility on the spiritual master side, the responsibility on the disciples side. How is the work to bring us all most right away? What's the plan that Krishna has?
Dr. Prabhupada said that we can become different conscious in one instant. It's just a matter of changing that consciousness from material to spiritual. But what about, don't we have to, regularly chanting and performing the worship service, purify the purification of the process?
Yeah.
But then, why should we go so we can be different conscious? But obviously, if we have a nartha, we can be different conscious.
You can't if you just let go of those inertias. It's gradual only because you won't let go. Only. I'm saying you, but that means us. Because if one isn't in fact on that position, there in the course of our ISKCON movement since Prabhupada's departure, there are a number of persons who presented these snap decisions and took the position of one who is free from anarthas when in fact they weren't free from anarthas. It's very easy to sit here and discuss some situation with you all because there's a certain kind of relationship. I could make certain statements and you could accept and follow. So what's the use of that kind of a position? As it has gone on in a movement previously. I'm feeling far better to maintain the... I like very much this idea of monitor guru. Because in fact, regardless of, examining so many particulars, the fact of the matter is, that is the situation in our entire society. Better to state it and behave accordingly because it's ours. It's what it is. So, you don't understand how that is.
No, I don't understand the difference. No, the difference between a minor guru and a diksha guru or.
Not diksha guru, also. A minor guru meaning one who does not overextend. That simply takes a limited number of disciples and has a certain very specific responsibility with those disciples to train them into Krishna conscious individuals. Much like in Gurukul, for example, their idea is not to instruct all the children of America. They are very carefully instructing a certain number, very carefully, with the idea that this is the future of our society. Simply, these are our future leaders. In the same way, when one and one attends a university, one teaches at a university, one doesn't have the idea to teach all university students in the world, or all the university students in the university. But those students who...
I thought that was the whole idea behind expanding the number of groups.
Yes, that is the idea behind it. I described that, that was what was discussed in my four, and that was the idea of why. So now I'm just wanting to discuss, and you know, I think we're pretty much finished, but I wanted to discuss this in a informal way. Necessary reciprocation. Sensor Maj made a very nice comment once that when asked about how the spiritual master is to understand, how we as disciples to understand that the spiritual master knows everything about his disciples. And his answer was that the spiritual master knows according to what Krishna wants him to know, and the source of his knowing may be many different sources. Krishna may give him some inspiration from within the heart, or some information may come from another individual, or that individual may speak directly. It's not necessarily some mystical thing. Krishna is in control. Krishna is directing the lives of the surrendered souls. And so, even sometimes misinformation comes. But I wanted to have, and the spiritual master may, given that arrangement with Krishna, have to act on something that is even misinformation by Krishna's arrangement. At least that was the particular context of his answering this question. So I wanted to have this discussion because by Krishna's arrangement, understanding how to perform this function on my part, understand how to perform the function that I'm supposed to perform, it's helpful to understand your individual experience and understand what your realizations are. Because that's another way that Krishna can give some help. Establishing some of the definition. certainly don't accept any prior definition. And I also don't want to throw out the baby with the bathwater either. But careful study of the scriptures is coming. And I think also a lot of dialogue. Senior devotees amongst each other and also like this. Very much in the world. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.